The Game Cast. Hello and welcome to the Gamecast, a new podcast. This is the Gamecast episode 2. I am joined by Thomas. Say hello.
Hello.
And a very special guest who's quite special. He is called Jacob.
Hello.
That is Jacob. Now, some of our lovely viewers may recognise Jacob's diminutive voice from the Vintage Stuff Guy YouTube channel, because that is where Jacob is from. Which I thought was quite interesting to mention. So Jacob, do you want to talk about your life while I get the first section of the podcast started?
I can if you want.
Go, talk.
Well, go. In, I've lived in Cornwall forever and ever. I don't really have that much to say. It's the mundane sort of thing. Great things, men things, and all that sort of rubbish.
Great! Okay, well, let's jump right into the news.
Sims 4 patch. So Sims 4 has just came out.
It just has come out.
Yeah, and there are some new patches for it, and it's all very interesting and kind of glitchy.
There's new patches, so does that mean that there's already like some type of glitch for Sims 4?
Yeah, there's quite a few actually.
Oh dear.
But it's a good game.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get it. So let's go on. So Electronic Arts has released a patch for The Sims 4 on PC that promises to fix a range of bugs and other various and strange issues. One issue cleared up through the patch is a bug that makes the game hang up after you've gone in a game with the Grim Reaper. I quote this: the Reaper still loves the baby. He's just too busy to go on a date with every leather lawn sim that varies for his attention, and EA writes. Another Sims 4 bug is that the patch aims to fix for an issue where the babies are incorrectly hibernating within house inventories.
Right.
So that's like a real bad problem.
I would imagine so. Inventories. Yes. Well, that's nice. Is that it?
No, I've got some more on Oculus Rift.
Go!
So, got some more on the Oculus Rift. The Oculus Rift consumer model, which does not have a release date yet, will be offered for around $200 to $400, according to the Oculus VR co-founder.
I find that pretty rude that dollars is not worth as much as English pounds, so now I'm going to have to spend more.
No, it's not.
Yes.
I went on this site and speaking with Jurgen, Mitchell reveals the estimate price range, but considering that there's nothing set in stone. So in other words, that may be the price, about $200 to $400, but it's not written in stone, so we don't know that for sure.
Right.
Oculus Rift creator Palmer Luckey said that could side in either direction, depending on the scale, pre-orders, the components which end up using, or business negotiations, he said. Whatever it is, it's going to be as cheap as possible. That's what they say. Also in the interview, Mitchell again promised that Facebook of the Oculus VR does not mean that the company is not going to move away from games. Because if you don't know, Facebook brought Oculus Rift for its games, whatever, and they're basically saying it's not moving away from games, and you'll still be able to use the Oculus Rift for games online and stuff. And he said that games are critical to the platform, and explained that Oculus' plan is to revenize the gaming world by allowing people to virtually step inside them for the first time.
That sounds inappropriate.
That's what they said. It does sound inappropriate. I'm scared.
Please don't be scared. I know you're the youngest here. I don't have anything to say because I'm the host, and I'm the host, like, I'm the proper host, and you and Will are, like, think of you and Will as my slaves.
Oh my god!
So...
I'm your slave, am I now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, like, are you looking forward to the, Oculus Rift then?
You know what? I am, but I'm not going to spend my money on that. I'm actually just gonna decide to buy myself a Google Glass. I think that's much cooler.
Google Glass, yeah.
Yes, Google Glass. Yes.
Glass.
Glass.
Pretty good.
It is pretty good. Jacob?
Yes?
What do you think of the Google Glass?
Yeah, I think it's a groovy concept. And I like
that. Sorry.
The problem is that, you know, it's kind of a weird thought, knowing that there's, you know, that camera's on all the time. As I was saying to someone today, my computer with Google Chrome, it's always listening for when I say, okay, Google, and it'll do a voice search for me.
But, oh my god, that's a bit scary.
Yeah, with that noise, it's listening to everything I'm saying, and, you know, trying to analyse it, which is a kind of a weird thought. So it's the same sort of thing with the Google Glass, with the camera and all that.
Oh god, I better not wear it when I interact with people then, because most of my interactions are quite weird.
Oh, mate, it's the same as what's been happening with Facebook messaging on the iPhone and phone and stuff. Yeah. Like, it's constantly taking a video of you and picture and recording your sound to market it onto the internet. Mm. So they target ads at you, so that's creepy too.
It is. You know what? Technology is going evil. In a way.
It's going to overtake us one day.
Yes. What happened to sending letters? You know? Why don't we do that anymore? Yeah. Too much effort? Most probably.
Yeah.
How about... the
system.
What's that?
Can't trust the postal system. It's hopeless. It takes... You know, sometimes you can post something and it won't get there for over a week, which is ridiculous.
You know what, Jacob? I ordered some lighter fluid for my lighters that I have. I don't smoke. But I got some lighters, and I thought, you know, why not order some fluid for them? So, I ordered this fluid back in August, and it still hasn't come yet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long, long time.
That is quite a long time. See, when I was on holiday, I ordered quite a lot of stuff off of eBay, because you know what I'm like. I ordered myself a laptop, a load of connectors and stuff. I also ordered myself a MIDI interface, because I'm such a bad man. Okay. You know, I mean, and the lighter stuff didn't come, so I was pretty sad about that. Oh, talking about buying stuff of eBay. I'm selling most of my stuff. Or I will get round to. I've got like a load of Apple stuff that I have to get rid of, which I just have all over my room. Would any of you two be interested in buying my stuff?
Depends what it is, because like you offered me that Apple display, and of course I don't have any ADC connectors on any of my things.
Right, well, for example, I am selling my Macintosh, LC, with keyboard and mouse. I think... What happened with that, I think, the power supply, died. I'm selling that with a keyboard and mouse, as I said. No hard drive in it, because, you know, I have a lot of data, and most of my data I don't really want to give out to, anyone. I also have a Compaq and Marta, laptop. A PowerBook 1400 CS,
Let me Google that. I can't can't remember which one that is. How about 1400 CS?
Yes, I believe it's a CS. Let me throw this on the floor so I can see. It is a Power 1400C 166, so I'm going to guess that's in megahertz. CPU speed. I bet Tom doesn't know a word of what we're talking about.
I sort of do, yeah, because I do know a bit about computers and CPU and stuff like that.
Oh, go on, Tom.
I'm a tiny bit of a geek. I don't know. Not a lot of it, but I know what I'm doing on the computer.
Well done. So. Now, did I ever tell you the story of I found a computer? Or, no, sorry. I got a computer, and what happened was it blew up, or something. So I had to throw it out. And, so, you know, with data and stuff, I took out the hard drive because I'm Eddie's, and as I said, I have a lot of stuff on my hard drives. Now, what I done was, when I took the computer out, I spat on the motherboard.
The reason?
Sort it out. So, no other person can take it and go, oh, I've got a free computer, blah, 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 and it works, blah, blah, blah. Which I thought was fantastic. Well, that was worth mentioning there. Yeah, that's my life. Thomas, have you ever found yourself a free computer before, Thomas?
Go again.
Have you ever found yourself a free computer?
I think connection's breaking up.
Right. Okay. Have you ever found a free computer before?
No.
You've never. Where do you live? God, do you live in Dagenham or something? I live in London, and it's pretty nice here because every now and again you see a computer on the sidewalk, and I take it and I go home.
I don't live that far away from you.
Wow.
I do live in the UK.
Oh, want to come round my house?
Yeah.
That'd be very nice.
A bit weird.
Yeah.
Crying, that's a thing in the country roads of Cornwall, sadly.
Fantastic. Well, Jacob, anything interesting been going on in your life?
Not particularly, yeah. I had an interesting time dual booting Windows XP and 7.
That was fun. Fantastic. How is your Power Mac G5?
It's alright. It's not being used that much at the minute.
Jacob, you sound more elegant on video than you do now. I don't know why.
Because I know what I'm saying and I'm not pausing to think of words.
Fantastic. Jacob, at the end of this podcast, we're going to teach you how to think on the spot.
Yeah, perfectly.
Yes, like myself. Okay, now on to the... I'm so tired. On to today's game show, which is called...
Drum roll, please.
Do a drum roll. Frankly, Mr. Shankly.
I've held. It pays my way and it corrodes my soul. I want to leave. You will not miss me. I want to go down in musical history.
Okay, guys. So, yes, today's game show is Frankly Mr. Shankly. So in today's game show, I'm going to be playing you guys some lovely gaming tunes. For instance, I am going to play you a games console startup tune, and you have to guess what that game console is. So, pretty much what we done last week, guys. Obviously, Jacob wasn't here, so this is all new to him.
I can't probably get it.
Excellent. You just sounded like a muffled cat. So, without any further ado, let's start the game show. Here we go.
Thank you.
Can you tell what it is yet?
Sounds pretty 8-bitty.
It is quite 8-bitty, since it's from the 80s.
I'm guessing something like... The NES?
Nope.
Let me think.
You know, guys, you could just cheat and just type in games consoles from the 80s and just, like, look up all the consoles or something.
Alright, good idea.
That'd be helpful if my computer was working.
Oh, yes. Probably, this Skype chat is probably killing your computer right now.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, be more enthusiastic.
The problem is like, it kept disconnecting and connecting and connecting, and that's what messed it up.
William's telling me to stop messaging him.
Okay, let's go for a wild guess. A 600.
No!
Go for like a million stuff. We'll find out someday.
Right, well, since you both don't know, I'm just going to tell you, it was the Sega Master System.
Okay.
Now on to the next gaming tune. What is that, guys?
Game Boy.
The Game Boy! Fantastic. Great, that is 1 point to Jacob. Well done, Thomas, for not answering. Keeping up that spirit. You know what? Thomas was like this, like, last podcast. He just sat there doing nothing. As, like, Jess and William just, like, said a load of stuff. It was fantastic.
I'm better than last week, though.
Yeah, well, you're talking much more because Will isn't here, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. On to the next gaming tune, guys. Can you tell what it is yet?
It sounds more recent, certainly, than the last two.
Yeah. Let's say about 9 years.
9 years.
Well, that's a bit too long. Actually, let's say, like, 5 to 6 years.
5 to 6 years. Okay,
Right.
The company that made it begins with an S. I'm just going to tell you that.
Pardon?
The company that created the system begins with an S.
Okay.
Sega.
Yeah, it's a Sega, but Sega what?
The...
Sega... Sega Box?
No.
Sega World. No. That's
not a thing.
Sega Firecore.
What's that?
Sega Firecore.
No.
No. Sega, what is it? Oh, I know this.
Begins with a C. Sega C.
6 years ago. 5 or 6 years.
Sega C. Sega. What is it?
And the second word is D. Or, yeah.
Sega CD.
Yes! Well done! Jacob!
God damn it.
You are on fire!
Well, I would say that was more than 5 or 6 years ago, wasn't it?
From the last one. From the last one that I'd done.
I was a little bit confused there.
From the last, like, Sega thing. From, like, the Sega Master System. Well done, Jacob. You are on fire.
God damn it.
Now, on to the next gaming tune. Can you tell what it is yet? New rule, guys. New rule. I'm going to incorporate this from the old game show. You have to shout out, if you know what it is yet, you have to shout out... I know what it is yet. That's what you have to shout out.
Let me think.
You got that, Jacob?
Okay. Can we hear that again, please?
Okay, right. Playing it again.
Oh,
Okay.
What is that? Alright. I'm not very good at this game.
You are not very good at this game.
Can you give us some sort of a rough time?
Okay. I don't even know. Doesn't say. It made in here. I have in, let's say the 90s.
Okay.
90s.
And the company that created it was SNK. Nsk.
Nsk. Okay.
Nsk.
Nsk. SK. Nsk.
No, SNK. Snk.
Oh, SNK.
Snk. Yeah.
Okay. What? Oh. Okay.
Let me remind you both that when you know what it is yet, you have to shout out, I know what it is yet! Okay.
Alright, I'm terrible at this.
Jacob, you're sounding very diminutive again.
Why Jingo? I'm not too sure, Governor.
There we go. Enthusiastic, come on! Louder! Scream!
Yeah!
Louder, Jacob! Louder!
SNK. Super Neptune Killer.
No! No, that's the company. Like, oh, it's the Neo Geo.
The what?
The Neo Geo.
Sorry?
The Neo Geo.
I have no idea what that is.
Right, on to the next gaming tune. Can you tell what it is yet?
No, it sounds older than the last one.
I have no idea because there's no date on this.
Oh, SNK. I see SNK was the company.
Yes.
Sorry, I was a bit slow on that. Sorry.
Yes, you was. Okay, well, Sega created this.
Okay.
Okay.
And the first two letters of this is called... Is CH.
CH.
Sega CH.
Sega.
Wow, that's Windows 98.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Yeah. Right. Sega. Sega. No. Oh, I'm going for a load of Sega ones.
The first two letters is C H, and the last letter is an L.
Oh, right.
What's that? Channel. Yes. Go on, Jacob. You are on fire today. On to the next one. We just had this one, but it's a CD version.
I can hear that.
Oh. That sounds like a, an E minor seventh chord, which is kind of nice. Does any of you know what this is? We had this, we just had it, but it's a CD version?
Sega CD?
No.
Neo Geo CD.
Yes! Go on! Yes! Oh, Jacob, you are on fire!
And then there's just me putting my head in my hands.
Yes.
I'm just lucky, I think.
I told you to win. I suck at this.
Yes, you do. On to the next gaming tune. Jesus, I don't even know what this is myself.
What?
Hang on. Oh, okay. Can you tell what it is yet?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, well, I don't think you will. It's the Reel by Panasonic.
No idea what that was.
Yeah.
Panasonic made a...
No good at this.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sure you both will know this. Can you tell what it is yet?
Really?
Yes. Can you tell what it is yet?
P. Does he start with a P?
Yes.
P-S-P?
No.
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 No, I don't know. I'm just going through it. I've never had a piece. Whatever. Alright, starts with a P, does it?
It's the first word, and it starts with a P.
Phillips.
No! Phillips. Oh, come on. You are joking me. Don't you know what this is?
No.
Oh.
We're bad.
God. It's a PlayStation. I know Jacob probably wouldn't hear of it because he lives in Cornwall.
I did say PlayStation.
No, you said PS. Which is not.
Yeah, the PlayStation. That's police station.
Police station. Okay, right. Well, none of you got that. And Jacob's in the lead by how many points?
Two.
300.
Okay, right. Next one. Can you tell what it is yet?
No.
Lovely. Okay.
Can you replay it, please?
I would love to replay it.
Okay.
Hang on, this is the PlayStation. Hang on. 1 minute. Here it comes. Get ready. What is it?
Sounds kind of Nintendo-y to me.
Yeah. Sounds like Mario.
Now, I think it was you who said it, Jacob, ages ago, like on the first one. From like when I was like, oh, it's on like the 80s.
Game Boy.
No.
Is it like a game?
It's by that company that you said, Jacob.
Nintendo.
No, the one that begins with an A.
GameCube.
No.
Atari 2600.
No, it's an Atari, but it's not a 2600. It begins with a J.
Atari Jaguar.
Yes! Go on! Yes! Oh, you are on fire.
Fun fact, the Atari replaced the ST series of personal computers with the Jaguar because they wanted to concentrate on designing it more.
Fantastic. So well, I'm going to skip to ones that you know. Much like this one. Get ready, guys. Can you tell what it is yet? Can you tell what it is yet? Please?
Stunned silence.
Awkward silence.
Oh, you two.
What's the company?
I don't even know.
Sounds pretty new to me, that's all I can say.
It was it had Microsoft's Windows CE installed on it.
Okay. Is it like plug into your TV or just
hang on one
portable? Can you carry it around with you?
It's got Windows CE on it.
Is it portable? Can you walk around with it?
Well, it sounds like it. It's got Windows CE. That's what they put on, like
Why don't you look it up on Google Images or something? That might help.
I've got no idea.
Right, well, you both are just terrible at this game.
I got quite a few of them. I'm winning, you know.
Yes, you are winning.
And I'm losing.
Yes, because your name is Thomas. Okay, well, that's the end of that game show. Let's go on to a new segment I like to call Talking About Our Lives. So, in this new segment of the podcast, we have to talk about, yes, you guessed it, our lives. So, we have to talk about, I don't know, school and stuff. I mean, whatever you both want to talk about, really.
Okay, do you want to go first, Jacob?
Yes, Jacob, you go first. You're more interesting.
Well, do you want to ask me some questions? Because I haven't got a clue what to say. So if
okay.
I'll be able to answer them with answers.
Okay.
Okay, what grades are you getting at school?
Reasonable ones.
A's, I bet you.
Yeah, you know, like A's and B's.
Yeah. Reasonable? That's quite nice. Jacob, you seem to me as like a child from the 1940s living in 2014. Jacob, that's what you come across as.
People have said that.
Jacob, I you know what, I used to be like you in a way, like I used to wear like a load of like tweed and stuff. I still do, but guess what I'm wearing now? I'm wearing a really old sweater. And really old trousers, because I'm Eddie's.
No, he's getting
here. So grades for me. Grades, well, I got an A in my graphic design test that I had the other day.
Well done.
Thank you. And I was rocking it out, you know, showing off in everyone's face. My mother decided to pop it on Facebook to just embarrass me that little bit. How about you, Thomas? Have you actually started GCSEs? Well, you're 14, so you might just be doing like. Probably might still be in key stage 3.
I'm sort of in the process of starting it, so yeah. Apparently, I'm achieving about a B and C in what I do and stuff. Well,
oh, that's alright.
In some subjects.
Only in some.
Maths, it's like D's. Great. Because I'm not very good in maths, but like science, it's like B's and C's and stuff like that.
You are going to be known as Thomas the Science Guy.
Oh, yeah.
I hear whispering. Who's whispering?
My brother. I think I may have broke his charger.
Right. Well, that's nice.
I'm just going to step away from that right now.
Jacob.
Yes?
You play many instruments.
Well, three.
Would you like to state them?
Well, I play a piano.
Oh, yes.
And I've just taken up the oboe.
The oboe. Oh, my God. The oboe.
I used to play the trombone and the trumpet.
I can't breathe very well, so I can't. I mean, I can breathe. I mean, I can't. I can't, like, blow, if that makes sense, properly. So then it just sounds weird.
I used to have a acoustic guitar.
Oh, yes.
I wasn't the best
on it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, I think, playing the guitar.
It's quite nice, actually, Jacob. Let me play something that right now.
Go for it.
Okay, let me.
Wait, what can you play?
I can play many things.
What can you play the best?
My life.
Okay, play it.
My amp is broken, I think. Okay, get ready for this. basically a C chord, that's the seventh. Let's see what else. I don't know. I mean, I can play stuff.
I like that. It's good.
A load of stuff.
Very good.
You play the piano, don't you?
Yes, I do play the piano. It's quite... I haven't really looked at a piano for a long time, but yeah, I played the piano a little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah. I also play the drums. And since, you know, I can play the guitar, I can play many other sixth-stringed instruments. For example, the ukulele or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Even though that only has four strings.
I can't even count. No, it doesn't. It has six strings.
It has four strings. C, what is it? C, E, G, and A. A C6.
Yeah.
What? No, a guitar has six strings.
Yeah, no, the ukulele.
Yeah, I know.
What?
What? I know, but I'm just saying, I can play it, because it's, I don't know. Well, apparently I can. I've never, I mean, it would be the same. Sort of. Yes, it'd be, I mean, chord structures, how it would be, I mean, the chords would be different, but it would be the set, like, they would be chords. Okay, so, can you sing, Jacob?
I can if I have to.
Okay, sing now.
Would you like me to sing anything in particular?
I would like you to sing a Smith song, because I'm so, like, obsessed with them, but I don't think you know any of their songs.
I will look up the words to one, and I will get you, and you can rate me on how close.
Okay, right. I want to get one. I want to get one for you. Okay, get ready.
What sort of songs do you listen to then?
Really weird songs. Really weird songs, by a really depressed man. Jacob will tell you more.
I would say that the Smiths were, you know, an English rock band formed in Manchester in 1982. That's what I'd say. Anyway. I'd say that the band consisted of vocalist Morrissey, guitarist Johnny Marr, bassist Andy Brook, and drummer Mike Joyce. But, you know, that's only my opinion.
Yeah.
Or is it Wikipedia's opinion? Okay, right, well, I've got you some lyrics here. Get ready to sing them.
Let's do this.
Hang on, wait, I need to send them through, don't I? 1 minute. I'm just going to look at them and write to say, sing them, without me saying them through or anything. Okay, go. Sing them lyrics.
Okay, right. Punctured bicycle.
Okay. Well... I didn't say stop! Go!
Punctured bicycle on a hillside desolate. Yeah.
Only two lines, wow, is that...
We'll make a man of me, yeah. Scooby-Doo. What can I say? Just my talents.
Well done. Thomas, sing them lyrics.
I'm not a very good singer.
Don't care. We don't judge.
Alright, I'll start from when it's a charming car, charming man.
Okay.
I'm gonna sing this. When is the charming car, this charming a life complexability when the lever runs smooth on the passenger.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear.
Knowing you, you probably would.
If you play the tune to it, that'll probably help.
Okay, I've actually got that in my iTunes library. Do 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 do. No, hang on, that's not me playing the tune. Okay, hang on. So let's get an instrumental version, guys. Yeah.
I think we have now reached our hour, the one whole hour of talking now. That is awesome. All right, let's carry on then.
Yes.
Let's carry on. This is going to be perfect.
It is. Loving it already. Here we go. One, two, punctured bicycle, and then you just go. No. To make a man of me, yet, and then.
When in
this charming car, come on. This charming man. Why pamper lights complexity when they. Come on, sing this. Well done. Well, that was excellent. Well done.
That was perfect.
I would go out tonight.
Go on, dying.
I have got to wear, but this man is gruesome. There's something so handsome, should care.
Hey, can we have another rap battle? We had a rap battle last week. Do you remember?
If you guys don't know, I've got a lisp.
A lisp. Well done. That sounds inappropriate, please stop. Can you rap, Jacob?
I can if you want.
Rap, please.
Rap,
okay. Well, what
a random what song. Rap.
A present?
Rap about your life.
Okay, let me think of something.
Why does your brother keep on intruding on your in your Skype area? I think that's pretty rude.
Yeah. He's irritating and rude.
This is an international podcast. We can't have little kids intruding.
I'll be on the internet. Right, shut up. Right. I'm gonna move. He is twin brother. He's like terrible.
How old is he?
Same age as me.
Oh, okay.
He's irritating.
Oh right, fair enough. Jacob. So you know how this actually turned into? I guess what was we talking about originally? Talking about our lives. Jacob, how are you doing in school in general?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I haven't actually started school yet.
Oh, you're such a lazy man.
I go back on Monday.
I started last week.
I started last week. That's racist. Why haven't you started yet, Jacob? That's making me fume.
Racist.
It's because, I don't know, that's the way things is.
You know what? Your school is kind of like, I don't know, it's like really, like everyone who, well, since I'm such a perv, I look through like pictures, and like, it seems that everyone in your school is like, smart and elegant.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's a pretty weird place. I like it. But yeah, but I mean, we might have the longer holidays, but you know, this year I think we're starting at 25 past 8 in the morning, you know.
We start at 8:30. A 5 minute difference.
We start at 8:30.
What time do you finish?
What's that?
What time do you finish in the afternoon?
3:15.
Oh, I see we've got an extra 3/4 of an hour on top of that.
Oh, that's nice.
I finished at 3:00.
Oh, that's racist!
No, yeah, but I have to get to school earlier. It didn't work.
Oh.
And, like, we get less break and stuff at lunchtime.
You know, with my school are really weird and I dislike everything about my school. I want to go to a different one, but since I'm now doing my GCSEs and I'm in year 11, you know, it's rather difficult.
You can't just drop out.
I can't. Although I can get into a fight and get myself expelled, but I'm not... Yeah.
Well, how's that going to look on your CV?
What? Ada's got into a fight with a child, which made him... Which got him expelled from a rather poor school. I don't think that would be mentioned on my CV.
I don't think you'd
mention that in your CV, to be honest. Got kicked out of Haberdashers. Huh. That would be...
Got kicked out and that was that.
Yeah.
No, I meant something else. I just forgot, like, your record or whatever.
Now, Gay, I was going to say... I don't even know. I was going to say... I mixed gays and guys together. Is Jacob still there?
I am indeed.
Jacob, you're probably wondering what the hell's going on.
Well, slightly.
Yeah.
This is the sort of part like what happened last time where we just like, I don't know what happened. It's
Liam's fault. He came in and he just intruded on the podcast. Liam, if you're listening, can you not do that again? He like put on his really weird voice as well.
Batman or whatever.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, but it was quite hilarious.
It was excellent. And you know what? I felt quite nice after that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you have long hair, Thomas?
No.
Brilliant. Jacob, do you have long hair?
Well, you've seen it in my videos.
Oh, yes. Well, no, but Thomas doesn't know. I asked it for his benefit. Oh.
Oh, I see. I suppose, yeah.
You suppose.
If you link your YouTube channel in the description, I'll, check it out.
Yeah.
It's not particularly long, it's not particularly short. Yeah, I'm so annoyed at myself. I've been so lazy about my YouTube channel.
I'm quite upset, Jacob, because you gave me, like, the weirdest shout-out. Like, you were just, like, something about... Like, it's like it wasn't planned. Like, you just sat there and he was like, subscribe to this person.
I've got a YouTube channel.
I know.
Like, I post every day.
Every day, oh, bad man.
I post a couple of times. Yeah.
A couple of times a year. That yeah, that would be.
That's perfect.
But
that sounded very feminine.
The problem is that I start to make a video about something like, you know, a computer, whatever, all that stuff, interesting cassette player, and I get halfway through and I think, God, this is so boring. No one's gonna watch this, and I just give up.
I know, that's what I think sometimes, but I don't give up.
Do
I mean, what? I mean, if like I've already started it, like, and I put in a bit of effort into it, why should I stop? Like, you get that?
Yeah.
I would have made a review of my iPhone 3GS because you know it's kind of yeah. What videos do I say? Is it still good to use in this day and age?
But what's his name? The iBook guy already made that video, I think. So yeah, that's...
No. He made a one for the good old iBook guy. I like him. He made one for the first iPhone, but that's kind of why, because I was gonna do it, and I thought I'm not gonna do it because my phone's so broken. I kind of have a biased opinion. It makes them all seem terrible to me. Mine's yeah. So dodgy. And then he made that video, and I thought, no.
There's no point. Now, Jacob, do you know any slang words?
What kind of slang words?
Some urban slang words.
Urban slang words. mate.
I hate slang words.
Well, come on.
I hate it. It's like messages, like, hey, when some people put like
Gwarning.
Oh.
Plez.
What?
I don't even know. Sorry.
Yeah, oh. when people say things like
hey, when people type like
hey mate, how's hey. It hanging?
You're like, why can't you just spell it right?
Hanging.
And when people do hanging. this instead of this.
That's how you spell it! With that. I forgot, my English is rubbish. Don't even know what that is.
Apostrophe?
Yeah, that's what I thought, apostrophe. No, I knew it, I didn't think it. Yes, an apostrophe. That is a, I can't even see that. What is that? A line.
If you guys are wondering if you're listening, we're on a chat just typing stuff what we hate what people say and type.
Jacob, I would like you to say what I type. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Ugh.
Typing.
I will be back in a minute.
Okay. Jacob, talk for a bit, so...
Okay, well, listeners, here we are. There's not you to say, really. I'm waiting for some words to come up on my screen. I'm not really a great person to be on a gaming podcast, considering that I never do any gaming. There we are. I'm glad I was invited here. It's nice to be a special guest sometimes.
But Ed.
Hello.
Okay. Hey, y'all.
Go ahead.
Go.
Okay, I'm reading Ed's writing here. Hey, y'all, I'm Jacob. Would you go out with me? I'm quite the bad man. My last girlfriend was the best. I worked her nice. And why did you want me to read that out?
Because I wanted to hear what you would sound like.
That's very good.
Your voice is very elegant.
Is it okay if we ever do it on Saturday that I can put it into a video and put it on my YouTube channel?
Yeah.
That'd be okay if we ever do it on Saturday.
Yes. Only on Saturday, though.
Pardon?
Only on a Saturday.
Yeah, because that's the only time I have access, really, to my computer.
Okay.
Well, Saturday.
Right, Thomas, yeah. I'm going to type something in and I would like you to read it out, okay? While I'm doing this, have a conversation with Jacob.
Okay, hi, Jacob.
Hi.
What's your YouTube channel about, then?
Well, it's supposed to be about that old technology, and anything that interests me, really. I started doing it, I think I was going to do a lot of computer videos, but then, I don't know, the people at my school were telling me, like, oh, that's great, and I was disheartened by the fact that the videos that I'd worked the hardest on just went kind of unnoticed. And
like the really crap ones, like that iMac video. Got like a load of views.
Yeah, that stupid iMac video that I made, it was a joke, and it was a bad joke. And it was just ridiculous. And now that's my most popular video, this just me reading a load of rubbish that I just wrote down. Like, oh, my iMac has died. that, and everyone, and then the whole comment thread is like, oh, you should have smashed it up, oh, all this nonsense.
Perfect. So do you, like, review old gear or stuff?
Yeah, of sorts.
Yeah, that sounds, awesome. What? Go ahead.
Oh, well, hey, what? You said you have a YouTube channel, what do you do there?
Well, I do, sort of, like, gaming videos, tutorials, stuff like that. I also do, like, it's called gaming news, so basically, what we do, like, for instance, what I've done today is, like, you know, I've told about gaming news, I put that onto YouTube and talk about it and go through my sources and stuff like that. So that's an interesting thing I do.
You do do?
I also do, I've got, because my name's the Golden Banana on my YouTube channel, what I do is I've got Gary's
Golden Banana.
I go on like adventures and do mass editing and stuff. So like do a lot of editing on it. So that's something, but I don't do many of them. Go ahead.
Well, no, I see. What was the name of it?
Right, read that, Thomas.
Yeah.
This is what I think you do. Out loud.
So in my normal voice or in accent?
In your normal voice, mate.
Okay. Hi, I'm Thomas, otherwise known as Tom. I'm from London. I'm living the life with my new... Oh my God. I'm going to read it. Boyfriend. His name is Danny. He is the best. Although he is quite the bastard. He likes to piss me off sometimes. I should dump him. Now that is a thought.
It was an A. Not A.
A. Thought. A thought. Okay. I hate you for making me read that.
Thank you. That's homophobic. I feel offended.
No, it's not. It's not. I've got a gay someone in my family.
A gay someone. Fantastic.
Yeah. Uncle, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your brother for a second. I was like, okay.
No.
Nice. Jacob. Jacob.
The things we do on this.
This is our comment. Okay, so, gay people. Are you related to a person who's gay?
Not related, no, I don't think so.
Do you know any gay people?
Yeah, I do.
Who?
Who?
Yes.
Well, I can't imagine you know them, because they live 300 miles away, but...
Oh. Well, I'll state it for the podcast, at least.
Well, just some family friends and stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Nice. Well... Well, you know, that is excellent. And Thomas, I imagine you being a tall little prick who goes round and gets water, puts water in your mouth, and just goes round spitting on people. Is that what you do?
No, that is like a big fail. No. I think that is revolting.
Great.
I'm not tall, I'm small.
You said last week you were tall. Oh, make up your mind.
Okay, I'm tall for my family.
Okay. Sorry, I wasn't listening. Jacob, are you tall?
I'm of average height. Yeah.
How tall are you?
I promise you I'm not immature.
How tall are you, Jacob?
My age.
Jacob.
Yes, hello.
How tall are you?
I don't know. I haven't measured myself. I've got a tape measure here. I can give you a rough estimate.
Go, do that.
Whoops.
Jesus Christ. And Thomas, I think, why are you like 5'6" or something?
I am.
Maybe. I don't please tell me something to check.
I am about 5'8"
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm 5'6" That's nearly as tall as you. That's quite nice.
Hello.
Hi. I just got a bit excited there because like I'm near to your height. I'm 5'6", which is quite nice. Hello.
Hello.
Nice, and I see someone's watching something or playing something. That is.
Sorry, that was a I'm the only one here because Mr. Tom had to go away.
Okay, well, shall we end the podcast then?
I think we might as well.
Okay. Right, guys, due to technical difficulties, we have had to make the podcast quite short, which is kind of upsetting. So, Jacob, would you like to say a couple of words before we end the podcast?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. It was quite fun. It was a new experience. And, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. It's quite nice to see you on the podcast.
Well, I'm always happy to come back on it.
Yeah, you can come back later on when we get Will, because when Will is here, we are like the three musketeers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're the best ever. We're the best. So thank you, Jacob. It's been a pleasure as always. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Give us a review because it's quite nice.
I never knew you did one, so I'll have to look it up.
Oh, fantastic! Well, thanks, Jacob. Say goodbye, Jacob.
Goodbye.
Nice.